You're listening to
ABC Central West
with Alex James.
Yes, that's where you're at. That's who you're with, and it's good to be with you this morning. Now, when it comes to this time of year and we're seeing, you know, the beautiful things bloom as they do in spring, some of us have a bit of a sniffle about us. But it's not just us. Sometimes our furry friends get that as well. Did you know that? I didn't, but we're about to find out more. Dr. Caitlin Henning is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. Hello, Caitlin. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, dogs can be allergic to things?
Yep. Right? Very much in a similar way to humans, but you know how we sort of get the hay fever coming on in spring and summer and we get the sniffles. Dogs don't so much get the sniffles. It's more they manifest in their skin. So they get really itchy and they might get ear infections, skin infections and things like that that sort of flare up around those times as well.
Right. So it goes as far as getting infections.
Yeah. Oh, no. So often, you know, the infections are generally secondary. So once they start itching, the allergy itself causes the underlying itch. And once they start itching, they lick and they scratch and they break that skin. And then the infection just runs havoc on them. And that just worsens the itch, makes their skin red and nasty and angry. And that's usually when they get brought in and come and see us.
I'm imagining, and this is my cartoon brain working overtime here, you know, sometimes when someone gets an allergy and their whole face puffs up, do they get puffy?
They can, yes. Not as commonly with your typical like skin allergies, but definitely if they get like a bee sting or you know, if they have really severe allergies, they can definitely come in with the puffy faces and they struggle to breathe. And those ones unfortunately do look quite funny. But yes, it's very unfortunate for those animals as well.
Yeah. I can imagine them kind of, you know, looking away from the mirror. Like,
don't look at me.
So is it this time of year? Like, do you see it more during spring like we would?
Definitely more common in spring and summer.
Really?
So your sort of environmental allergies are the ones that we see flaring up around those times, as well as things like fleas and lice and mites, but particularly fleas. So, you know, some animals can have food allergies and they tend to be more year round. But yeah, the ones where they sort of are fine over winter and then in spring they really start licking or scratching. And that's, you know, that's the one thing, I guess, in dogs in particular, we often don't notice they're itchy because it's not always scratching. Sometimes it's shaking their head because their ears hurt and they're itchy. Oh. Or sometimes it's them licking their paws constantly. And it often gets put down to anxiety or stress.
Yeah.
But more commonly, they've probably got an underlying allergy there and needs to be sorted out.
Oh, okay. Can dogs develop allergies or are they kind of born with them?
A bit of both. So genetics does play a role, but they certainly can develop them over time. With food allergies, so allergies to things like chicken and beef and dairy, they tend to sort of come into fruition a bit earlier in life. So most commonly in dogs under one is when we'll start seeing those signs. But, you know, your environmental allergies, again, the most common age of onset for those is about 1 to 3 years old, but it can come in later in life as well. And it can get worse over time as they sort of sensitize themselves to the environment.
Yeah, right. So are there certain breeds that are more likely to, I guess, have dog hay fever, as I'm calling it in my mind?
Yeah, there are. So in particular, we see a lot of Staffies, your bulldog breeds and things like that as well.
Really?
Poodles are a big one. So a lot of your Cavoodles and all of
those
will get allergies too.
Which is funny because they're hyperallergenic to us. So I assume that meant that they're allergy free. But no,
we see a lot of skin problems with those as well.
Right. Yeah. So your Oodles and anything, I mean, I don't know, I'd imagine it'd be pretty tough for a working dog to be running through ryegrass and then get allergies.
Yeah, they can. We see it less commonly in, you know, Kelpies, Collies, things like that. But they can. So any dog is it's possible for them to have allergies, but yeah, not as commonly in those breeds.
There you go. Dr. Caitlin Henning is with us. You tuned into ABC Central West. I'm Alex James. Good to have you along this beautiful spring day, which if you're someone who gets hay fever, then maybe you're already, you know, popping a couple of antihistamines before you pop out. But what about your little pooch? Have they got some itchy paws? Speaking of, what do we need to look out for? I mean, you've mentioned it a little bit, but how do we know, I guess, that they are itchy? What do we need to see?
Yeah, so the most common sort of, I guess, manifestation of itchiness in dogs would be rubbing and rolling on carpet. So they might rub their head up against the carpet or the lounge, shaking their head or scratching at their ears, licking, particularly, you know, around their feet or in between their toes, on their belly, under their arms. They're the most common areas. Obviously, scratching is a more obvious one. Sometimes they'll scoot along the ground. So anal gland sort of problems and impactions can come alongside allergies. And so we can see that scooting along the ground if they've got an itchy sort of behind. They'd probably be the most common.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Redness, swelling?
Yeah, definitely. So changes to the skin itself. So red skin, dry skin often, so it might be a bit flaky. Swelling, not as much, but if they have those secondary infections we were talking about earlier, they can definitely get swelling associated with that. And if they've been going on for a really long time, you might actually notice that the skin is thick and rougher and more leather-like, and it can be darker as well. So it can sort of turn like a, you know, from a nice pink skin to like a brown, black sort of pigmentation.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So then coming to the treatment thing, I'm assuming it's not the case of, oh, well, pooch is inside until winter again.
No. They need to be out and enjoying the sunshine and the lovely grasses, but it's about managing the allergen load. So they not only have a sensitivity to allergens in the environment in these cases, but they actually have reduced barrier function of their skin. So normally the skin kind of forms a brick wall, brick and mortar, but when they've got allergies, the mortar's not there. And the bricks are all loose and allergens can get in and they're more sensitive to them. So sort of treatment is, there's a lot of factors to it, but typically we're starting by treating any secondary infections. So usually they're, you know, your topical shampoos, so medicated shampoos and conditioners. Sometimes antibiotics are needed, but we're mostly using topicals these days.
Sure.
And sort of some anti-inflammatories to help stop the itch, but also help settle that inflammation down. The next thing that we then focus on is looking at a more long-term plan once that is under control. And that would be, you know, stopping the itch. So again, either long-term anti-inflammatories or there's some really great injections that we can give once a month or once every couple of months as the itch comes back to sort of stop that signal from the skin to the brain saying, you need to scratch me. and then, you know, the third kind of cornerstone of the treatment would be improving that barrier function. So lotions and fish oil tablets, things like that to really help with the sort of keeping those allergens out.
Well, I mean, as always, I imagine the advice is to go and speak to the vet, right? If you notice that they're starting to itch or lick a bit too much, go and have a chat with the local vet.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the sooner we get onto it, the better. So, you know, don't wait until your dog's scratching 24/7. If you can, if you notice it earlier than that, book in, have a chat, and we can come up with a plan to get on top of it quickly.
Caitlin, this has been something that I've learnt today. Thank you very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. That's Dr. Caitlin Henning there from Orange Vet Hospital, reminding you to keep an eye on the itch. No, not for you, but for the pooch. You're on ABC Central West this morning.